Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the suspected mastermind of the September 11th attacks, met with Osama bin Laden just a few months ago. That's according to a briefing by Pakistani intelligence officials today. The officials, who asked not to be named, also said they believe bin Laden is still alive, but they denied recent reports, suggesting the hunt for bin Laden has been stepped up in the wake of Mohammed's arrest. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Islamabad.
News accounts of what has been gleaned from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's arrest have varied wildly. Officials of Pakistan's Shadowy Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, or ISI, apparently decided to get their version across directly in the unprecedented session with foreign journalists. ISI officials say Mohammed told them he met with bin Laden in December, though he did not tell them where the meeting took place. The ISI officials said they cannot verify the Al-Qaeda No. 3's claim. The official said they believe bin Laden to be alive, but not in Pakistan, suggesting he's across the border in neighboring Afghanistan. The ISI officials also said they believe they are closer to capturing bin Laden as a result of the information from Mohammed. During the first 2 days of detention, the ISI officials said the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks would give them nothing except his name. On the third day, they said, he began to tell them more, including information about contacts, associates, and links with other groups. The ISI men refused to explain how Mohammed was persuaded to talk on the third day. They did say U.S. intelligence agents were present throughout the interrogation. Journalists were also shown a video that the ISI said showed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's capture and his interrogation. The video included shots of Pakistani agents with automatic rifles leaping over walls, busting down doors, and handcuffing a man they identify as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But the man's face is never shown in that sequence. A later sequence allegedly shows Mohammed being interrogated, but the grainy quality and the distance from which it was shot make it impossible to confirm the man being questioned is Mohammed. Today's briefing for foreign journalists was unprecedented. Few reporters ever see the inside of ISI headquarters, where oil paintings of the agency's former chiefs, all in military uniform, hang on the walls, accompanied by some of the ISI's favorite quotes. "By way of deception, thou shalt do war," reads one, attributed to U.S. General George Patton. "A security official must have a cool head and clean hands," reads another, attributed to former KGB chief Vladimir Kruchkov, who headed the agency during the attempted coup against Mikhail Gorbachev. ISI officials said they decided to hold the briefing because they felt their agency had not been given its due for the progress it's made in the war on terror since 9/11. They showed journalists slides and graphs showing the number of foreigners arrested during that period, 442, and the number handed over to the U.S., 346. They also showed charts outlining Al-Qaeda's structure, taking pains to point out that a number of senior members have been arrested by the ISI. The agency, the Taliban's sponsor pre-9/11, is clearly trying to show the world it's had a change of heart. "After 9/11, everything changed," one ISI official said, "and there's no going back." Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.